On episode 413 of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, we meet Dr. Will Cole and discuss his book, The Inflammation Spectrum. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/413. Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness? The 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is here for you. I'm your host, Alan Meisner. I'm an NSAM certified personal trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise and fitness nutrition. Let me be your coach as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go. Hello, and thank you for being a part of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast. I am so glad you're here today. Before I introduce today's guest, I wanted to take just a moment to make a quick announcement. We are launching the Wellness Roadmap Workshop. This is a special workshop I've been developing. It's taken me quite some time to put this together in a way that I felt like I was really getting it, and I think I've got it. It's a five-day program that's going to run from January 1st to January 5th. And during those 5 days, we're going to have nightly conference calls. You're going to have access to me through the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast app. And we're going to have, as a bonus, a Facebook group, a private Facebook group just for us that I call the Wellness Tribe. So this is basically, like I said, it's a five-day workshop where we're going to go through and put together your wellness GPS. We're going to put together the strategies. We're going to put together a plan. And so you'll go into 2020 ready to roar, ready to get things done, and know you're going to get them done. A lot of people make resolutions, and most of them fail. Don't let that be you. Have a definitive plan for how you're going to attack 2020 through the Wellness Roadmap Workshop. You can go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/workshop, and you'll find more details there. But like I said, it is kind of an intensive for 5 days. We're going to go through. You'll have homework. We'll have the calls. The calls will be recorded, so if you can't make the calls, that's totally cool. You can ask your questions through the app. You can ask your questions on the call. Whatever suits you, however it works for you, I want to make sure that I'm helping you step-by-step walk through the wellness roadmap and get your plan together for 2020. Go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/workshop. You don't want to miss this. It starts January 1st, so go on out there and get this done today. 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/workshop, and let's kill to it 2020. Our guest today is a leading functional medicine expert who consults people around the world and locally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He specializes in clinically investigating underlying factors of chronic disease and customizing health programs for thyroid issues, autoimmune conditions, hormonal dysfunctions, digestive disorders, and brain problems. He was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative doctors in the nation and is a health expert for MindBody Green and Goop. With no further ado, we're welcoming back Dr. Will Cole. Dr. Cole, welcome back to 40 Plus Fitness.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk again.
Yeah, on I think it was episode 360, and I'll make sure to have a link in the show notes. I had you on for Ketotarian, an excellent book for folks that want to be plant-based but also are interested in the keto lifestyle. And so I thought, you know, that was a great book. It changed the way I eat. I can honestly say that because I've incorporated a lot more vegetables into my diet as a result of that book, whereas before I was probably more carnivore than I really want to admit. But that book changed me. And now with this book, I'm thinking, you know, every time I have a pain or ache, I'm like, okay, is that inflammation? Do I need to change what I'm eating? So the book we're going to talk about today is called The Inflammation Spectrum. And it's a really, really good book for anyone who suffers from inflammation, how they can change their diet and lifestyle to live just a better, healthier life.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Yeah, and the concept of the inflammation spectrum, I'm writing about it for a long time, about 10 years at this point, but I actually talked about it in book form in passing in Ketotarian, because beta-hydroxybutyrate, the ketone, is a signaling molecule. It's an epigenetic modulator, so it helps to downregulate these pro-inflammatory cytokines like NF-kappa-B and the NLRP3 inflammasome. So I talked about how inflammation exists on a spectrum in Ketotarian and how beta-hydroxybutyrate, the ketone, helps to lower that inflammation. So I wanted my second book to be a deep dive into this concept of the inflammation spectrum, and then ways to lower inflammation beyond ketosis or being mostly plant-based keto or ketotarian, but just other food ways and other non-food ways to calm inflammation. Because like you said, with aches and pains, like that's definitely one part of inflammation, but inflammation is so much more, and it's impacting so much more in more ways than people realize. So when you're dealing with autoimmune issues, that's inflammatory. Diabetes and heart disease and cancer, those are all inflammatory. And then mental health issues, I mean, they're like anxiety and depression and brain fog and fatigue. There's a whole field of scientific literature kind of circling around what's known as the cytokine model of cognitive function. It's basically how inflammation, cytokines are pro-inflammatory cells, how inflammation is impacting how our brain works. So it's so far-reaching, chronic inflammation is. So I wanted to really give people tools to help to empower them, because these are largely overcomable and reversible and healable and at the very, very least manageable things.
Yeah. I'll have a conversation with a client and, you know, they might tell me, you know, I've got a little bit of swelling and soreness and it's a little warm in my knee because they're having gout. And, you know, from that perspective, they know, okay, there's an inflammation there. That's what that is. But understanding what we can actually do with our food to kind of solve that, I think is really a critical tool, because sometimes the doctors can't do anything but give you a medication and you hope that it's going to work.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I think the training in that model of care in mainstream medicine is largely that. It's to diagnose a disease and match it with the medications. So with inflammatory issues, it's, you know, if you're on, if you have an autoimmune condition, you're giving steroids or immunosuppressants to lower the autoimmune inflammatory response. If you have a blood sugar problem, if you have diabetes, you're going to be given a medication or an injectable insulin, and so on and so forth. I mean, these are all, but what's actually causing these in the first place? These health problems are not due to a medication deficiency. So let's deal with the inflammation, because the body's interconnected and inflammation in one area can beget inflammation in other areas. But also the question that I'm having in the book is, what's driving the inflammation too? So looking at food and looking at chronic infections and gut issues and all of these things that can drive the inflammation.
And one of the concepts you got into early in the book, and I'm glad you did this, because I'll be talking to folks and I'm like, you know, everybody should eat this way. Everybody should do this thing. This is the right way. And I'm thinking, well, no, it's not, because things that I do today, I can't do today that I was doing back when I was younger. So there's this concept you bring up called bio-individuality. Can you get a little bit into that concept? And then one basic question I have beyond that is, we change over time, or something happens where we're able to tolerate less, or is it just that we've always had the sensitivity, it just built up to a chronic state?
Well, probably a bit of both, depending on who you're talking to. I think these largely are chronic health problems. This is the inflammation spectrum itself, where you have mild symptoms like mild fatigue or background anxiety, maybe mild digestive problems on one end of the inflammation spectrum all the way to the other end, which is the autoimmune disease or the, you know, whatever diagnosis code you're talking about. And then everything in between. So part of that is just the fact that when you're on with the lower end of the inflammation spectrum, things are going to be less volatile and less prone to flares when you're on the lower end of the inflammation spectrum. But the more you progress down that road, things are more volatile and you have less wiggle room. You have less, you know, leeway as far as what you got away with, quote unquote, before when you were lower on the inflammation spectrum scale. So that's part of it. And by the time someone's diagnosed with an autoimmune condition or diabetes or any other chronic health problem, the things were brewing, like the inflammation spectrum was brewing for 4 to 10 years prior to that, from that diagnosis. Meaning when someone's diagnosed with autoimmune condition or diabetes or any other chronic health problem, it didn't happen overnight. It took time. So definitely that's a component to it. And one that I talk about at length in the book. And then the other is that there's a lot of variables to consider. I think that bioindividuality is definitely the heart of functional medicine. And we have to find out what our body loves beyond food tribalism or, you know, like a trend or a fad, like what's actually right for you. And that's that self-exploration that I wanted the reader to go through. And it's a process that I coach patients through and consult them with to start asking these questions, start looking at these areas around their life that impact how they feel, that impacts their energy levels or their digestion or their inflammatory symptoms, no matter how it's manifesting in their life. So it's definitely, the book is, while it's giving people pointers and giving statistics on things, ultimately I'm teaching the reader how to find out what their body loves and hates. It's all, I mean, obviously it's under the umbrella of real foods, but underneath the umbrella of real foods, what macros work for somebody, like how much proteins, fats, and carbs, is bio individual. Some people do better on one way of macro ratio. Some people do better on other. Same with micronutrients and same with food choices. So we're kind of asking these questions in the book for people to get that food piece that I think a lot of people are really yearning for, because there is so much conflicting information and Dr. Google is like quite a confusing physician. When you can really use Google to substantiate anything that you want to, whether it's your worst fears or an agenda that you have at a click of a button. So I really want people to sort of get beyond the noise and really just check in with themselves to see what works for them.
Yeah, Dr. Google scares me, but Dr. Facebook really just terrifies me. you know, I read the posts on there and someone's like, well, you know, go on a dry fast. I'm like, oh, what? Okay.
yeah.
You know, some of those things just scare me to no end. And so, you know, that understanding what works for you, I think is critically important, and not just doing what someone else does because they said it worked. You know, that's their experiment of one, and good for them. I'm glad it worked, but you know, there's an approach here, and I like your approach because you take and this is actually kind of I'm not gonna say it was eye opening, but it was something I knew, but I guess intrinsically knew, but just really hadn't put them all together to think of it in these terms. But there are 8 primary systems that you talk about in the book where inflammation occurs. Mm-hmm. And as it starts to spike up in one, if it's not managed, then it spills over. And so can you kind of talk about the 8 primary systems where inflammation occurs?
Yeah. And again, when I went through the book, it's interesting, and you know, because you read the book, but basically the symbolic meaning of 8 and, you know, 7 is this sort of number of its order and systems and completion, like we have 7 days of the week, et cetera. And 8 is kind of moving beyond that limitations and getting freedom from health problems or freedom from food disillusionment or whatever. But and then I saw all these connections, like, okay, I normally put people on these protocols for like 8 weeks. And then I saw, okay, these 8 foods that I see clinically and all of the stuff that was born out of my clinical experience, I started seeing these similarities. I'm like, okay, this is an awesome way to make it easy to understand. And I think it was a really a powerful thing for me to kind of see the synchronicity of a lot of the things I was putting together for the book over the, you know, 2 years I've been working on it. So the 8 areas of the inflammation spectrum are things that I just see consulting patients. And that's my day job is not writing books. It's consulting patients online via webcam and kind of seeing the different areas of inflammation in people's body. So we start the book off with a quiz so people can kind of see where they're at on the inflammation spectrum. We actually have the quiz for free on drwillcole.com too for people who want to just take the quiz. But it's in the book. And we look at the brain. We look at the gut. We look at hormones. We look at the blood sugar regulation system. We look at the musculoskeletal system. We look at the detoxification system. We look at the autoimmune inflammation spectrum as well. And then the 8th is the interconnectedness of the 7. It's the concept of polyinflammation, or, you know, inflammation in one area can have a ripple effect down a cascade of inflammation in other areas of the body. So things going on in the gut can impact the brain. Things that happen in the brain can impact the hormones, so the brain adrenal or the brain thyroid or the brain ovarian or testicular axis and so on and so forth. The body is brilliantly interconnected. So for example, if somebody with one autoimmune condition is at a 50 to 70% risk, depending on who you're talking to and the health problem you're talking about, is at risk for other autoimmune type problems, or what's called polyautoimmunity, where I got the term polyinflammation. So it's just kind of looking at the different the types of inflammation. So depending on your quiz score and where you fall on the inflammation spectrum, which again, this, the quiz is just adapted from questions that I ask patients. And then they, at that point, they can kind of have their own plan that's based on the quiz score that is adapted from protocols that I put patients on. So it is, that's what the inflammation spectrum is. And those are the seven sections, and then the eighth section being the interconnectedness.
And I guess, you know, sometimes it's probably difficult to know how bad inflammation is affecting you. Like a perfect example I'll give you is when I first went on to keto, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm cutting out grains, and I cut out dairy when I first went into ketosis, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize how foggy things were. So while I didn't recognize that there was a, you know, there was some inflammation there, I benefited. And so I think if you're dealing with stomach issues like irritable bowel and you start working on that problem, you're probably going to notice benefits in some of these other systems as well.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. That's something that I sadly see on an almost hourly basis. This sort of, it's not one thing. It's a confluence of factors that kind of give rise to some, why somebody feels the way that they do.
But we almost take it as normal. It's like that, you know, that fog is how we were, you know. I can't eat certain foods because I'll end up with a stomach problem. So yes. I don't go out with friends anymore. Yes. You know, so it really is kind of a snowball in that, you know, what you're doing and what you're eating is affecting your life, but what you're now not doing is affecting, you know, your happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many people, you're right, just settle for it. 'Cause they're like, well, that's me, or that's just part of growing older, or that's just, they don't even think about it. It's not even, doesn't even give rise to even a thought. They just know that's their limitation or what they struggle with, whether that's energy or a food issue or a digestive problem or any other inflammatory health problem. Is something that I talk about throughout the book is ubiquity doesn't necessarily equate with normalcy. Just because you're going through something every day doesn't necessarily mean you should settle for it. Yeah. And, yeah, that's the case for a lot of my patients.
Oh, wow. Yes. Now, what you're basically doing with your, you call it the core four and the eliminate. They're effectively elimination style diets, but you've set them kind of at two different levels based on how we score out. So someone who's doing reasonably well, they can just do the core four. It's an easier program. Someone who's done like having some major issues, they may want to go further and do eliminate. Can you kind of talk about those two, compare and contrast them?
Yeah, sure. So core four is the people that scored lower on the quiz score. And that's for a time we are removing grains, added sugar, high omega-6 oils like canola oil, vegetable oil, and dairy. And then we have quite detailed descriptions in the book, especially upon reintroduction of those foods, like the types of grains and the types of added sugar and the types of oils and the types of dairy, like the A2, A1, fermented, all these different variables. I cut the guesswork out of it as much as possible, because I'm not making a blanket statement against those foods. I really want the person to find out what works for their body and what doesn't. Like I do not have a horse in the race when it comes to that. And that's the heart of bioindividuality. Some people enjoy certain foods. Some people feel fine on certain foods. Okay, let that be. Let that be for that person. I'm okay with it. But as long as it's not impacting your quality of life, as long as you're living the life you want to live and you're not having a negative impact in your life as far as health is concerned, then go for it. So that's the core four. And then the four more, core four plus four more, are the eliminate. See my play on words, like, does not end in that book. Too much fun with that. But core four plus four more is the nightshades, nuts and seeds, legumes or beans, and eggs. Again, all whole foods, all real foods. I am not demonizing any one of those foods, but I'm talking about the different proteins like lectins and alkaloids and albumin and casein and all the different stuff that that research shows for some people could be problematic. So we talk about bioindividuality with that. And you may find, like, through that experience of food, you do fine with six of those foods, but not with the two. Or you do fine with half, but not the other half. that is the clarity and the food piece that I want people to find. But you don't know when things are all when you're disillusioned, biochemically speaking, when you're having inflammation and imbalances and reactivities, and you don't know which way is up and which way is down. So the process, and you're right, I mean, the elimination diet and the way that we're targeting this is still the gold standard in clinical nutrition and functional medicine, as long as it's properly formulated and reintroduction is properly formulated too. So we put it all in there. So you know, like, really the gold standard when it comes to knowing what your body loves and what your body hates when it comes to foods. So that allows however you prefer to eat, whether you eat keto or paleo or Mediterranean or more plant-based or more carnivorous, you will know what foods work best for you under that paradigm. So I was very clear on this. This is not a keto book like my first book. This is not a plant-based book. This is not any type of way. This is just looking at the research, looking at clinical experience. And so you can eat the best keto diet that you can eat. You can eat the best plant-based diet that you can eat when you learn what your body loves. So that's what the inflammation spectrum is all about.
And that's, again, when as I went through the book, I was like, this has to be the best book I've ever read on elimination diets.
Thanks.
It walks them through step by step. It gives them exactly why. And it provides a lot of information about these, and that I didn't even know. I didn't know there were two types of casein. I suspected that there were good proteins and bad proteins at some level. We like to say there's good protein, I mean, good fats and bad fats, and there's good carbs and there's bad carbs. And I've always said, I think for each individual, there's probably some bad proteins that they should avoid. And the only way we're really going to know that is by eliminating them and then systematically reintroducing them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, people can just put the time in to kind of really give themselves that feedback. Because once you're on the other side of it, it is a no-brainer, because you feel better, inflammation's calmed, you are residing more in vibrant wellness. And at that point, it's like, okay, I like feeling better more than I miss that food. Like, I don't really think about it, because that food makes me feel really lousy. Why would I want to go back to eating that way? So that's the paradigm shift, and the sort of like, you are able to see things a lot more clearly, both physiologically, because you have less brain fog and more energy, but also you just have more biofeedback, because you kind of know, hey, this food makes me feel bad. But most people don't even know. Like, we talk about the ketogenic diet. Many people have problems with dairy or certain fats or eggs, and they're eating it thinking it's great because it's just keto. Well, maybe not. Maybe you need to reformulate your ketogenic diet in a new way. So we talk about all those nuances in the book.
Yeah, and like I said, it really dives deep into it, but it sets it out very, very simply, along with putting in recipes. So, you don't have to guess. And I liked also, you went through and kind of talked about different supplements that can protect us or help us deal with each and every one of these eight systems as we're going through that, along with some positive mind stuff with the mantra. So again, all those, just like I said, it's just like, resonated with this book really, really well. Beyond the food, though, and I'm glad you did this, you talk about eight lifestyle habits that can also help us through this journey. And again, as a part of this process that you go through, Core 4 and Eliminate, you walk us through adding these into our lifestyle as well. Could you talk about those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was such a big, important part for me to include these, because it's not just about food. And you could have the perfect macros on point. You could be eating cleanest, like, foods amazingly, like good stuff. But if you're like not dealing with the non-food things, like if you're serving your body a big slice of stress every day, or if you're consumed with your smartphone and you're scrolling endlessly, I mean, looking at the blue light and the FOMO-inducing content, like stress and shame and social isolation, those are all impacting inflammation levels as well. So we have to look at all these, what I call in the book, non-food inflamers that also instruct our biochemistry, because that is the connection there. I mean, our external life impacts our physiology, and then in turn, our physiology impacts our external life. Like we instructs on what we do or we're not doing, our thoughts and emotions and all that stuff. So looking at that bi-directional relationship between us and the world around us, or epigenetics, really. So it's that's the non-food inflammer. So we talk about stress in detail in all its different forms. Like we made 8 non-food inflammers to go along those 8 weeks for the people that are on the eliminate track. And then for people that are on the core 4 track, they can just go and pick the ones they want to work with. But I would encourage, honestly, any reader to go through the 8 non-food inflammers, because they're things that most of us are going through to various degrees. And they are things that are in many ways more insidious than the food. Like it's easy to say, go off of sugar for X amount of weeks or go off of nightshades for this amount of weeks and reintroduce them. But it's a little bit harder when it's like negative self-talk or it's screen addiction or like social media addiction or whatever the case may be. It's a little bit more permeated into our daily life beyond just meals. So I really wanted to raise the awareness of people realizing the fact that it's not just about the food. We have to look at all this other stuff too. We have to look at things like sleep as well. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but all of these things, just one night of poor sleep will spike high sensitivity C-reactive protein, HSCRP, which is an inflammatory marker that we look at to gauge inflammation from a lab standpoint. So definitely important, because I see it a lot of times with patients is they have the food down pretty good, but it's the non-food stuff that is sabotaging them.
Absolutely. So Dr. Cole, I define wellness as being the healthiest, fittest, and happiest you can be. What are 3 strategies or tactics to get and stay well?
I would say decrease the amount of sugar you're consuming. Increase the amount of healthy fats you're focusing on, specifically things like olives and olive oil and avocados and avocado oil. And third, I would be bring an act of stillness into your life. So whether that's mindfulness or breathing or just getting out in nature or just turning off all technology and just being, I think those are the 3 things I would say impact people the most.
I completely agree. Those are perfect. Well, I'm in the process of developing another episode where I'm going to talk about my favorite health and fitness books. And I'm glad I waited to record that episode, because you're definitely on it.
Oh, thank you.
I love this book. I do think you should go out and get The Inflammation Spectrum. If you're feeling anything and you know there's some inflammation in your life, this is the tool. This is what I would recommend you get. So Dr. Cole, if people wanted to learn more about you, learn more about the book Inflammation Spectrum, where would you like for me to send them?
Yeah, and thank you again for the kind words and for having me back on. I really appreciate that. Everything's at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And on Instagram, it's at drwillcole. But we offer a free webcam or health evaluation for people if they want a functional medicine perspective on their case. And we just launched an online group class, which I'm really pumped about too. So yeah, we have all that going on. They can get that information and they can order the books at drwillcole.com too.
Okay. You can go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/413 and I'll be sure to have the link there. So Dr. Cole, thank you so much for being a part of 40 Plus Fitness.
Thanks again.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. I really enjoy having conversations with Dr. Cole. He's a really sharp guy, and his book, The Inflammation Spectrum, is awesome. It made my list of favorite health and fitness books. And one of the other cool things is not only is it a great book, it's also available as an audiobook. And I love consuming books as audiobooks. If you haven't checked out Audible, you really should. And you can help the show out and get a free audiobook by going to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/413 and clicking on the Audible link. I'll have a link there by the book cover that says Audible, and you'll get a free copy of any book you want. It can be The Inflammation Spectrum or it can be The Wellness Roadmap. But if it's available in audiobook, Audible's got it, and you should check them out. So go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/413 and you'll get a link there. Help the show, get an audiobook, and again, help yourself, because The Inflammation Spectrum book is awesome. Before I let you go, though, I do want to make sure that you have a plan for 2020. There's a Japanese proverb that says, plan without action is a daydream, action without plan is a nightmare. And so I don't want you to go into 2020 without a plan. And that's what the Wellness Roadmap Workshop is all about. Have a plan going into 2020. We go for 5 days, January 1st, January 5th. We go through and set your GPS specific to you. We work through strategies that will help you. And then you have a plan. You have a plan of action. So you're not just throwing a bunch of tactics at a problem. You actually know what you're trying to accomplish. You know how to measure it, and you know how to get results. And I want to help you do that through the Wellness Roadmap Workshop. It's a 5-day workshop, a nightly conference call, access through me through the 40 Plus Fitness app, and a lot more. There's even a Facebook group that we're creating called the Wellness Tribe. Do check it out. Go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/workshop. We're going to close off signups on the 31st. So, you know, as everybody's clinking glasses and saying Happy New Year, have a plan going into the year. Let's go into 2020 with a plan. And that's what the Wellness Roadmap Workshop is all about. 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/workshop. Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, we meet David Kerensky and discuss his service, Heads Up Health. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.